In this bulletin, Peter Dutton and the Chief Medical Officer defend the decision not to test Federal Cabinet for the coronavirus. The number of coronavirus cases in Australia surpasses 200, and New Zealand announces what it says are the toughest measures in the world to combat the virus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and the Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy are defending the decision to not have all the Federal Cabinet tested for the coronavirus. Mr. Dutton has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. He attended a Cabinet meeting last Tuesday and also recently returned from a trip to the United States. But Professor Murphy says it was highly unlikely Mr. Dutton was infectious at the Cabinet meeting. And Mr. Dutton has told Sydney radio station 2GB that's consistent with what he's been told by Queensland Health.
There's some speculation about my visit to the White House, etc., but all of the medical advice says that there's no issue in relation to that period or even Cabinet earlier in the week, and that's the very clear medical advice that I've got from Queensland Health.
Federal opposition frontbencher Chris Bowen has questioned this course of action, but Mr. Dutton says Mr. Bowen is trying to score political advantage and that this is disappointing. US President Donald Trump says he's taken a coronavirus test and is awaiting the results. Mr. Trump has held out on testing for days, despite his interactions with at least three people who have since tested positive. The 73-year-old president says he expects the results any day now.
I also took the test last night, yeah. And I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday, people were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes, a day or 2 days, whatever it is, they send it to a lab.
More than 200 Australians have now been diagnosed with the coronavirus after three more people in South Australia were confirmed to have been infected. There are 140,000 cases worldwide. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will hold a telephone hookup with six state premiers and two territory chief ministers today on the coronavirus. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall has announced the new cases in his state, which brings the total in South Australia to 19. Mr. Marshall says most of the cases in his state are people who have recently returned from overseas.
We have 13 people who are currently isolated, most of those within our major hospitals. 17 have travelled from overseas and one has travelled from interstate and lived in a household with a known case.
Around 1,400 passengers and staff are stuck on board a cruise ship that is docked in Hobart. They're not allowed to get off the MCS Magnifica due to coronavirus concerns. The ship left Italy in early January before the coronavirus became a global concern. No one aboard the ship has the illness, but the captain is not letting people off the ship as a precaution to protect passengers' health. New Zealand has announced what it says are the toughest border restrictions anywhere in the world to deal with the coronavirus. As of tonight, anyone arriving in New Zealand from overseas will have to self-isolate for 2 weeks. This includes New Zealanders returning home. There's an exception for those coming from the Pacific Islands, which have been largely unaffected by coronavirus. There have only been six cases of coronavirus in New Zealand so far, but Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's not realistic to think that number won't get larger, so unprecedented action must be taken.
We must go hard and we must go early. We must do everything we can to protect the health of New Zealanders. That is exactly why, to tackle this global pandemic, Cabinet made far-reaching and unprecedented decisions today, because these are unprecedented circumstances.
A planned memorial service to commemorate the 51 people who died in the Christchurch mosque terrorist attack has been cancelled over coronavirus fears. Today marks 1 year since the incident. The Mayor of Christchurch, Leanne Dalziel, says despite the event's cancellation, people should still reflect on the impact of last year's attack. In cricket, the Australia vs New Zealand one-day international series has been halted due to coronavirus fears. New restrictions regarding the virus announced by the New Zealand government mean the New Zealand team has to be home by tonight, so the last two games of the series cannot go ahead. The 2020 series between Australia and New Zealand that was due to be played in New Zealand later this month has also been postponed. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, shower or 2, 27. Adelaide, sunny 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy 21. Hobart, cloudy 18. Canberra, partly cloudy 18. Wollongong, showers 20. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Newcastle, also showers and 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy 28. Cairns, sunny 34. And Darwin, possible shower or storm 34. This is SBS News.